crap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victor crests allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
All right, welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Larry. I want to go straight to my guest, Andrew Gradison. He's the Acting Assistant Secretary at the Administration for Children and Families at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. As Acting Assistant Secretary, he runs an operating division with an annual budget of $74 billion, focusing on making American children and families healthy again. Gradison manages senior executives at the agency, giving them direction on Trump's priorities and how to do a better job prioritizing efficiency, reducing waste and fraud, focusing on the needs of low-income families, and providing tools for communities to become stronger and self-sufficient. In other words, he's a very busy man, but he's got some very, very big news. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the Larry Elder Show, man. A privilege to have you on.
Thank you.
Oh. Absolutely. Oh. Okay, so you got some big. Thank you, sir. You got some big news. There's something that's happening in California. I'd love for you to go ahead and talk about here before I ask some questions.
Well, today we announced at the Department of Health and Human Services that we are terminating California's grant funding under the Sex Ed Personal Responsibility Education Program after the state refused to remove radical gender ideology from the materials it was teaching kids as young as 10 years old.
Let me just say this. Thank you. Thank you. For God's sakes, for having the heart, the will, to put a stop to this type of nonsense, these people that are brainwashing and sexualizing our kids, at such a young age, California, being the petri dish, if you will, I believe, for a lot of the stuff that's going on, what we're seeing in New York City, Illinois, so on, et cetera. I can't believe that this is an issue that we have to deal with, but I'm so appreciative that you guys are willing to pull the funding. What response have you been getting from Greasy Newsom as a result of this?
Well, Governor Newsom wrote us a letter that we received 2 days ago that said, "We think gender ideology is medically accurate, age appropriate, and we think the federal government has to continue to pay for it." And I can tell you, under President Trump's leadership, that is no longer going to cut, that's no longer going to hold water. We are no longer going to pay to poison the minds of the next generation with federal taxpayer dollars. If Governor Newsom insists on that and the parents in his state support it, that's one thing. But the American people spoke last November, and they voted for President Trump to restore sanity and common sense in this country. And that's what we're delivering on today.
Andrew, I got to ask you on a personal level, how does it feel to be a part of an administration that actually says what they mean and mean what they mean what they say? I mean, it's got to be such a culture shock for the left to realize that they can't get away with the status quo anymore. That's not something that they're used to, frankly, with Republicans, far too many that tuck their tails and run when it comes to battling the left.
It is a privilege and an honor to serve under a president who delivers on his promises to protect children. And the left is in shambles because they never expected the president to actually follow through on his promises to save this country from woke ideology. And I could not be more proud than to serve under a man of faith, a man of conviction, a man of action who's leading this country to a new era.
There are still some states. Again, I'm speaking to Andrew Gradison. He's the acting assistant secretary at the Administration for Children and Families at the U.S. Department of Health, Health and Human Services. I suspect there's a lot of rogue left-wing states that are trying to basically not comply with federal law and remove this this gender ideology nonsense from schools and so on, et cetera. I suspect this is kind of going at the head of the snake. Is that an accurate assessment?
So that is an accurate assessment. In March, I demanded every state submit their sex ed materials for us to review them, whether they were medically accurate and age appropriate. And we started with California because I had a feeling that they were not following the law.
Wow.
So we started with California, and lo and behold, we found exactly what we expected, which were materials teaching young children, again, as young as 10, that they could be born in the wrong bodies, or that the solution to their anxiety was hormone treatment, or even surgery to change their outward appearance and their God-given bodies to reflect some sort of mental issue. So we started with California, and we found exactly what we expected, and we gave the state 60 days to remove gender ideology from their educational materials. And when they told us to pound sand, I told them, your funding is over. Now, I, in the meanwhile, have reviewed every other state's educational materials.
Wow.
And we are close to sending up to 37 other states similar demand letters that they must remove gender ideology from their sex ed materials, or else they will lose their funding too.
Honestly, that number is somewhat shocking to me. Obviously, the majority of states in the country are run. I believe the majority are run by Republicans. Are we talking about some red states that have some big blue cities in them? I mean, this problem sounds is this problem a lot more prevalent than we suspect?
Well, the last administration did everything that they could to poison the minds of our children, and they were forcing states on what they should teach their kids, how they should be taught, and they didn't want parents to find out about it. So while we found some troubling materials in blue states, we found a couple in red states. Here's the difference. When we asked the red states to fix their materials and stop poisoning the minds of the next generation, I think they're actually going to do it.
Right.
But the blue states will likely refuse, and guess what? Taxpayers are not going to pay for it anymore.
I love it. Honestly, I love it. I've been wanting this to happen for so long. I'm so glad that you guys have the courage to do it. I'm reading here. It says previous grant funding shows California PrEP program received just under $6 million from the federal government in 2022. All in, California could lose $12.3 million in funding that it has not yet received, covering multiple years, according to the HHS. Are those numbers correct?
Those numbers are correct. There are funds from previous years that California has not yet spent, and all their money from this year. And as a result of California's failure to just teach our kids common sense education on the importance of abstinence, of contraception, and of personal responsibility, they're going to lose their funding over it.
You know, listen, Andrew, I got to say, I'm so thankful for people like yourself as well. This go round, it seems to me that President Trump has got a cabinet and people surrounding him like yourself. That are full of conviction, that are full of fight, that say what they mean and mean what they say. Even beyond the monetary issue, I just feel like for the first time, the left are getting a fight that's taken to them, that's being taken to them. So honestly, man, I just want to take the time to thank you. We only have 30 seconds left, but, is there anything that we should be watching coming up next, perhaps?
I will say accountability is coming to every state. And parents' choice matters. Parents have a right to know what their children are being taught, and we're going to make sure that they know what's going on in their public schools.
I love it. I love it. Andrew Gradison is the acting, again, Assistant Secretary at the Administration for Children and Families at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. God bless you, man. I appreciate you taking the time to join us, Andrew.
You bet. God bless you.
All right. Take care.
Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again. With more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday update right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Victocrats, beware. Here's Larry Elder.
All right, welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Eldersky. Zach is in my ear. Matthew Zibble helping out with video. Rick Lowkey running the studios. Suzette is on the lines. The number to call in, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE. Thank you, Larry, for allowing me to sit behind your microphone. He's on the Patriots Alaska cruise with Mike Gallagher, Chris DeGaulle, and Jennifer Horn, and I believe someone else, Joey Hutt. Chris DeGaulle. So anyway, they're having a great time. I've seen some of the video out there. Obviously, Mike has reported in on his show. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely gorgeous. I know their friends, fans/friends, are enjoying that cruise with them. So it's just amazing. All right, before I get to some more news in the day, and honestly, there have been some major wins for, I believe, the Republican Party and for Trump and for the American people. I want to pause real quick though. Speaking to, good Lord, I'm losing my train of thought here. All right, speaking to Anna Giratelli earlier. There are a couple things, or there's something that I need to make mention of, because we didn't have enough time to get to that. But one of the things that you guys should know, I asked her one time on my podcast, and I encourage you, go to The Carl Jackson Show. That is The Carl Jackson Show. Check it out, my interview with her several months ago. Also, she was on with me on the Dennis Prager Show. And honestly, guys, this stuff is, even though it's been 5 years since the attack, She is a journalist. She's the type of journalist that you want, all right? She's fair and balanced, as balanced as they come. I had her on before. I had no idea she had this story. I had her on my podcast before to talk about border issues, because she was one of the better ones covering the border, telling the truth, what's true, what's not, what's exaggerated, what's right, what's spot on, so on, et cetera. I mean, she's a straight-up old-school journalist. This was the first op-ed that she has ever, that she's ever written. And one of the things that you guys should know sustains her, especially for you women out there, she has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the same thing that gives me comfort with Hulk Hogan. Despite the fact that we're hearing these things, we don't know how he passed. But obviously there's going to be more investigation. His family is very concerned given a surgery that he had. The only thing that gives me comfort, obviously has to give them comfort, is that he just recently accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. James Dobson, one of the reasons why I love him, he brought me closer to Christ. He brought me deeper in my faith. Never even met the man. And I'm so grateful for him. But for Anna's story, That's one of the things, and I should have mentioned that right off the bat, but that's one of the things that has helped her get through this troubling time. Because a lot of ladies feel ashamed, you know, and then they don't want to go through the hassle of what if they go to cops and the cops don't believe them or who knows? They don't want to deal with the shame. They don't want to deal with the rejection. They feel embarrassed. They feel guilt. All of this type of stuff. So I just believe that God is using her. If there's someone out there, perhaps there's someone within the sound of my voice, a woman out there that experienced that type of assault or attack on you. You didn't deserve that. That is not your fault. And if you can, go to the police. If there's still time remaining where you can go, and go to the police. Share it with someone. I just feel like I need to say that because I just think her story is so powerful. And I want to go just real quick, touching on this DC story. And we got so much more that I want to get to. It's absolutely insane. But this is why this story is so important, I believe, in DC. I believe it's one of the more important stories out there. And you may, why, Carl? Why? Honestly, this just busts up like so many other things do. The charade that is the Democrat Party, the charade that they care for the poor, the charade that they care for downtrodden and minorities, that they really want to help the people in these communities. They are willing, just sit and think about that. You've got the Metro Police Department that are willing to lie and underreport crimes, reclassify crimes, so you don't know how bad things really are. Why are they incentivized to do that? Why not just clean up the crime? You would almost think, okay, it's obviously on purpose, but to what end? It doesn't even make sense. You're going to cover up the crime, but you're not going to go after the criminals? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. But that should let you know that what's happening in our blue cities are even worse than what's being reported. Don't get it twisted. That is not just a DC thing. Our cities are not safe. If you put a Democrat in charge of our big cities, I'ma just be straight. You're putting your life on the line. You're putting your life on the line. You're putting someone else's life on the line. The Democrat Party, as they exist today, are crazy. They are morally bankrupt. They are godless. I'm not talking about the voters per se, but the voters aren't far behind. Let's be real. One of the stories that I shared earlier in the week was of this woman in Washington, D.C. I've shared it several times on air now, but it's worth mentioning again. Black woman. She was scared that the tactics that the police were using, National Guard were using, would be, they would come into her neighborhood and they would cause havoc and they would treat her people so badly. And she said within days, she walked out of her door and she was like, man, there's a difference. There's a difference. The troublemakers, they're gone. Within a matter of days. She's not a Trump supporter. Or at least she wasn't. At least she wasn't. Now she's talking about, well, you know what? We need to go to these other areas in D.C. where there's high crime problems. And then you got some on the left saying, oh, Trump, it's just show. National Guard, the Metro Police Department, they haven't come over here. Well, frankly, you guys are lucky that we are actually blessed that we voted for Trump. Because you don't even have the moral authority to make that argument. But because Trump won, you're going to receive some of the blessings. So eventually, crime is going to come down, I suspect, in your area too. And it's not that it's necessarily federalized, because remember, all that Trump can control is the district of D.C. But I think this is going to have rippling effects across the country, because these blue cities are going to start being on blast. Because of what Trump is doing in D.C., more people in blue cities are going to start saying, huh, what are the crime stats here, really? I mean, what's going on? How come crime can't come down here? You know what the left hates most about Trump cleaning up crime in D.C.? It exposes them. It shows that they're weak on crime, that this BLM nonsense, that this defund the police movement nonsense was nothing but a bunch of crap that is only detrimental to the people that they claim it was supposed to help. Police aren't hurting black communities. Police are helping black communities. but ask somebody. Carl Jackson in for Larry Elder. We'll be back on the other side.
Ever been in the bed?
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence has made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I am the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
All right, welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Eldersky. Follow me on all things social media at Carl Jackson Show, at the Carl Jackson Show. I'm on X, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. Please subscribe to my podcast, The Carl Jackson Show. Wherever you go to get your podcast, The Carl Jackson Show is where you can go to find me. So, I mean, it's amazing to me. Again, just real quick, I won't sit here because there's so many other stories that I'd like to get to, even news stories that are breaking as we speak that I'd like to touch on. But I just think this story is so huge. It just destroys the left's narrative. First off, the cops are bad. You're always, in any profession, you're going to get bad people. I understand that what cops do, anytime they arrest somebody, it's going to look bad. But overwhelmingly, what's being exposed is not only that BLM was a fraud, but that whole movement entirely was bad for America, bad for the left, bad for urban cities, bad for minorities. That's what's being exposed. And I guess the left would rather crime continue to exist within urban communities as opposed to lose their power. If that's the motivation, just think of how evil and how sinister that really is. But we are getting some wins. I do want to talk about that. I do want to talk about that as well. Listen to this. These are some good wins that are happening. This makes me feel good. Obviously, where is it? Right here, my formerly fingerprinted fingertips. So many things to get to. Texas House finally passes contentious district map. I'll get to that. Gabbard to slash Intel office staff by 40%. I absolutely love that. Amid threats from Trump, Adam Schiff forms legal defense fund. Where should I go? I mean, there's so much to get to. It's hard to know where to start. Actually, I want to start with Letitia James. You guys have heard what has occurred with Letitia James, and I don't have the story is somewhere in front of my formerly fingerprinted fingertips, but I got so much stuff around me. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Thank you, Zach. All right, Trump's massive $500 million civil fraud fine in AG Tish James case thrown out by the New York Appeals Court. Guys, this is huge. Now, frankly, you have Letitia James claiming victory as well because they're still saying, well, listen, Trump is liable. He's still liable, all right, to some extent, but the fine was excessive. So the fine has been completely dropped. President Trump says, obviously, that this is a major win for him, and indeed, it really is. I think there was only one, I believe they were on the, there was only one that dissented. Hold on, I'm scrolling through my phone on the appellate court. That dissented on this, and I can barely see it with my glasses. But there was one judge on the New York appellate court that dissented and sided with Trump and said the case should be thrown out altogether. Essentially, and I'm just paraphrasing, he said that this was essentially a political case. That's what it was about. And you know that's what it was about. These people are guilty of fraud themselves. Letitia James is not going to go on without a fight. I don't understand how she's not how she still gets to have a law license, except that she's in New York, but how she gets to have a law license, given the fact that she ran on indicting Trump and ran on going after President Donald Trump. And that's exactly what she did. I mean, you had Alvin Bragg go after this guy, after Donald Trump. You had Jack Smith go after him. You have the Obamagate, a.k.a. Russiagate, where we now know that it was Obama and these other intel officials that literally sicked the DOJ onto then candidate Trump and President Trump to undermine his presidency, and it gives me such pleasure to know that these people are now losing, not just in the court system, but I believe in the court of public opinion. I think as what Trump is doing, the reason why I love the fact that Trump is going after policy issue after policy issue after policy issue, the left is still running on hating Trump. They're still running on hating Trump. And that's why I believe that metaphorically speaking, Trump is going to be on the ballot in 2026, but it's not going to be, I hate Trump, it's going to be his policies. We're going to be able to judge him by his policies. And I'm telling you, I think he is bringing together even more voters that will perhaps at least work with him or or support him during his presidency, and perhaps Republicans in the future. That's why I think we have a good shot at 2026, because all the left still has is hate Trump, while meanwhile they're starting to see his policies work yet again, mind you. We'll be back.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your Retirement Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic U.S. USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
It's the Larry Elder Show.
All right, welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. The number to call in, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great L. Dursky. So much more to get to this evening. There are some wins that are mounting up. One of the things that I love, we had Andrew Gradison on earlier. Here's what I love. Nothing's perfect. I would love some of these institutions completely closed. I want many of these institutions, these bureaucracies in Washington, D.C., closed down. That's not necessarily the way that President Trump wants it. I think he's old school. He remembers the FBI, as it was when he was growing up, when he respected it more, and these other institutions. So he's trying to make them lean and mean. And I get that. Again, I would prefer that some of these bureaucracies are totally shut down. But what I do love, and I love the fact that the Trump administration isn't giving the left time to rest. And it's weird. The left's going, oh, he's being political. Okay. I mean, he's a politician that was elected by the people. The people, like myself, these are some of the things that we wanted to see done. That's politics. It's a determination of who gets what and when. That's what it is, essentially. So, okay, you elect politicians, you elect representatives to represent your interests. The fact is, we won. As the left would rub in our face all the time, particularly under Barack Hussein Obama, is elections have consequences. We have to sit through that crappy presidency. Then we have to sit through the crappy presidency that wasn't a real presidency under the Biden administration. I don't know if you guys heard the news. Even his DOJ, senior members of the DOJ were not informed of those commutations that came down within the last day or so of Biden's administration. They were sending emails. There's an oversight project now that have obtained emails where you had people, senior staff in the DOJ saying, hey, you guys shouldn't be using this language because it's not true. These are not nonviolent offenders. I'm just getting the list as it's being released to the media. So you had senior officials within the DOJ at odds with staff members within the White House when it came to those commutations, which lets you know that Biden didn't do those commutations. It's just crazy what we're living through. All right, so here's some good news. Let me share this with you. And we'll get to the Texas House, too, because there's some more good news, too. All of that drama, all of that political theater from the left, trying to get their base riled up. But they didn't impress anybody except sycophants that were on TikTok or some of their other social media accounts. But they didn't do anything to advance their cause to destroy America, their agenda. But here's some good news for us. Gabbard to slash Intel office staff by 40% and $700 million budget cut, according to News Nation. Thank you, Zach. The office of the DNI will dramatically reduce its workforce by 30 to 40% and cut its budget by more than $700 million annually as part of a ODNI 2.0 restructuring initiative. This according to senior intelligence officials. The changes which take effect September 30th are the most significant overhaul of ODNI since its creation 2 decades ago. A new day for ODNI, Tulsi Gabbard said, and I quote, quote unquote, she said in a statement, she goes on to say, and I quote, "We are here to serve a purpose that is greater than any of us as individuals," close quote. Now, I have to apologize to those of you that are watching on the Salem News Channel because we're doing radio live. All right, so I'm going to have to look down at my notes at times, so forgive me for that. But I want to make sure that I'm accurate with the things that I am sharing with you. And I want to give proper credit to some of these organizations or columnists or columns that have been written. All right, so officials describe the initiative as reducing bureaucratic bloat while maintaining the agency's core mission. They told News Nation ODNI had remained largely unchanged for 20 years despite evolving national security challenges. Senior intelligence officials who conducted a months-long review of the agency briefed Trump on the findings 2 weeks ago. The restructuring was developed in coordination with the White House as part of a broader federal cost-cutting effort. Carl, that means we're going to be less safe. No. No, it doesn't. You guys should listen to, on occasion, Steve Friend, if you can, on X. He has his own show, FBI Whistleblower. Please, Cash Patel, Pam Bundy, get these guys their jobs back. Or at least release them where they can go out and get some work. That frustrates me. Frustrates me to no end. But in Kyle Serafin, the same thing. These agencies, a lot of these people and these intelligence agencies, some are needed, some are not. There's a lot of good people there. There's a lot of good people that are where it's just fat, where it is just bloat, where they are unnecessary, where there are a bunch of deep staters that are buried in some of these bureaucracies, where all they're there to do is to keep their jobs. They're probably left wingers, and all they want to do is undermine this presidency. And so I'm so glad that they're being cleared out so that they can be mission focused, so that they can be efficient. These people should not have, they shouldn't have so much power where they're unaccountable to so many people. And I believe, how do you get rid of the deep state? You cut their budget. You cut their budget, and you release many of them. So that's what's happening here. This, on top of the fact that earlier, yesterday, there were 37 former people that had their security clearances revoked in the previous administration, thanks to Tulsi Gabbard. So I got to give her credit when it comes to cutting the size and scope of the intelligence community, getting rid of the fat. No, we're not going to be less safe. We're going to be more focused. So, because she's getting rid of the people that are not mission focused within these agencies, or frankly, that aren't needed. All right, they got these agencies. They have to be mission focused. That's what's happening under President Trump. No more trying to go after your opponents during a presidential election. We're going to start focusing on crime in these agencies, just the way that it should have been all along.
Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he said, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
Larry Elder here, and I'm excited to tell you about my new movie called Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Now, I love my gas-powered car, but I also care about the planet. And so I pose the question, are EVs really better for the planet than gas-powered vehicles?
An electric vehicle is a computer with four wheels and some seats.
Torque is instantaneous. The batteries are lasting very long.
Charging at your house using solar is amazing.
What do you do with these batteries when they go bad?
Long distance, they create anxiety. Sitting in a parking lot just burst into flames.
The components are made in China, so there could be tracking mechanisms put into Americans' cars.
We're going to be relying on China.
It's not just a movie about cars. It's about how we choose to shape our future and the ethical, environmental, and security issues they create. Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, produced by Impactful Pictures. Watch it or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Life can change so abruptly. Just ask Paul. He's a hardworking entrepreneur. He's young. He's got a young family. Suddenly, though, he develops a rare medical condition where he lost the use of both of his arms.
I could no longer drive a car, couldn't use a computer, couldn't type, couldn't use a mouse. I could not hold my son, who was about a month old.
Paul and his family were facing a mountain of medical bills, but they're so thankful that they're members of MediShare.
I think if someone asked me, like, hey, does MediShare really work? I'm living proof that it works. My four children are living proof that it works. My arms, which have been healed, are living proof that MetaShare works. Just knowing the emotional peace of mind, knowing that our needs are going to be taken care of when we have some type of medical problem, that is such a huge blessing to us.
It could be a huge blessing to you, too. People save so much and love being part of MetaShare. Call now, 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE, 844-41-BIBLE.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
All right. Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. Let me do this. Let me go to our caller real quick. On the lines, we have, excuse me, Zach, who do we have on the lines? Forgive me. Randy in Beverly Beach, Florida. Welcome to the Larry Elder Show. You've got the mic.
Hello, Carl. Yeah, I'm an old Marine.
Hey.
And me and my, how you doing? Me and my 21-year-old daughter, and I just got back from Las Vegas paradise. It wasn't paradise, it was hell. They had sex crimes to young women out in the open. ICE needs to clean up the mold, the nasty mess of Vegas, and probably to start next to the Trump Tower.
I went to Vegas one time. That was a culture. That was definitely a culture shock. There's some parts where I guess that type of behavior is legal. I don't know all the specifications, but it is godless. It is crazy. It is insane. I've never seen anything like it. Listen, there's a lot of cleaning up that needs to be done. A lot of that cleaning up that needs to be done is some spiritual cleanup as well. I mean, honestly, this country, not just politically, but obviously spiritually first and foremost, needs a cleanup. So I'm glad you made it back, safely with your daughter. Was she just as shocked as you were?
Oh yeah, she couldn't believe it. She just wanted to go home watching these girls getting abused and stuff like that. So, Jesus bless America.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you. All right. Listen, this is a couple things here I want to make mention of, and I'll talk about a little later on or in the next hour of the program. I got so much to get to that I haven't got to yet that it's absolutely unbelievable. Adam Full of Shift has literally launched a legal defense fund. Oh, I can't believe it. That brings me great pleasure. I'm not going to lie. The woke Cracker Barrel, this logo update sparks a bunch of outrage. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm a little frustrated with this myself. There's been some people that have reached out to me, on one of my social medias, X, Instagram, or Facebook, at Carl Jackson Show, at The Carl Jackson Show. Some that I were surprised. They were like, hey, listen, we're not woke, but we welcome a new change. We want to see a little something different. Some people that said they couldn't stand Cracker Barrel. The vast majority of people like me, the patriots, the true patriots. No, just lying. Absolutely. Listen, I love me some Cracker Barrel. And frankly, all these people out there, oh, you know, this is just a white people's. Every time I go up in Cracker Barrel, I can turn around and I can see some black people eating some soul food at Cracker Barrel, some Southern cooking. So I'm not the only one. All right. Carl Jackson in for Larry Elder back on the other side.
Larry Elder. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself.
And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.